A 1995 study in Seattle found that approximately 9% of high school students identified as LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered. Studies of the general public, some dating back to the 1950s, have shown similar results. Whether or not that is true today, there are LGBT students at every high school in Anchorage. While it's not always easy to be different, things have definitely improved for these students over the years. One of the biggest reasons has been Gay Straight Alliance Clubs, or GSAs, in Anchorage schools.
I remember driving with some friends to the Bluffs to look at Sleeping Lady, and we were parked next to this car, and right when we pulled up and I got out of the car, these girls rolled down their windows, spit at us, and called us dykes. So that was difficult, but I did experience a lot of harassment my first 2 years of high school.
To Nicole Poole, a recent Chugiak graduate, joining the GSA made a big difference in her feelings about high school.
It did eventually. At first I was uncomfortable because it was kind of cliquish, but I started leading the GSA my junior year and senior year, and we became a fairly strong group, and I felt the environment of my school change around me.
But what exactly is a GSA? Barb Clark is the advisor for the Gay Straight Alliance at West High School.
We kind of try to strike a balance between being a social group, a support group, and also doing some education and work toward equality for GLBT kids. Since we've been here for about 6 years, there's more awareness. In small ways, you don't hear things that you would hope you wouldn't ever hear in a hallway quite as often. Kids will say, "Oh, that's gay," when they mean something bad, and then they'll kind of stop and look and go, "Oh, I mean that's wrong." "That's gay" was pretty common synonym for "that's dumb."
GSAs are relatively new to Anchorage. Mary Parker works with the Anchorage chapter of PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and the Anchorage Safer Schools Coalition.
The history is not a long one. In 1997 or 98, some of the students in Diamond High wanted to organize a Gay Straight Alliance. That was the first time, to my knowledge, one had ever been organized or anyone had attempted to organize one in the city.
Anchorage has come a long way since then.
At this point, this year, there is a Gay Straight Alliance club or interested students who participate in some way in Gay Straight Alliance work, as far as I know, in all the secondary schools in Anchorage except for Polaris.
While GSAs in high schools have been successful, Mary says that it's becoming more and more important to work with younger students.
Youth are coming out, being aware of sexual orientation at a very early age, and coming out to their peers and to their families at an earlier and earlier age, so that many of them are junior high age when they really need the resources. They really need adult awareness of the issues, and they need to be protected from harassment.
When Nicole Poole was a student at Chugiak, she and other students were instrumental in building connections between GSAs in Anchorage, a network that makes them as strong as they are today. Even though she's in college now, Nicole still helps the Anchorage GSAs on a regular basis.
I lead a group one night every 2 weeks, and it's basically for planning events. We're planning a winter dance right now. We plan summits. We just talk about our school experience, because I'm out of high school now, so I'm still learning. It's not like I know completely what it's like, because it's different for everyone. Some kids feel like their school is the safest place to be, and other kids in the same classroom are terrified to be found out.
Like Nicole said, GSAs don't solve all the problems of being different in high school, but they do give students a place where they can be safe, be themselves, and work to make their school a better place. For ATME, I'm Tony Glavinick.